Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First, just a couple of announcements. Remember that tomorrow night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern is the conference call with Dr. Walter Jacobson, the psychiatrist who is heading and is medical director of our Emotional Wellness 101 program, and we are going to open that up to everybody, not just members. The second thing is that the Diet and Lifestyle Intervention course starts June 2nd. That's the course that Dr. Campbell, Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Barnard, Dr. McDougall, et cetera, teach, which is to teach practitioners how to use diet and lifestyle as the primary intervention tool. It has a mental health section, a section on rehabbing joint injuries, vaccinations, children's health, lots of a very broad spectrum of topics. So if you're interested in those things, call our office at 614-841-7700. So for today's message, an ongoing debate rages between manufacturers who want to make health claims about food products and the government, which allows more claims than should be allowed, but still fights to disqualify many of them. And we spend just an absolute fortune on this regulation in our country. The idea of regulating nutrition labels sounds like a good one, but the issue is, does it really make a difference in the decisions that people make? In other words, when people know a lot about food and food products, do they make better choices? Well, a group of researchers decided to find out by surveying groups of consumers in France, Quebec, and the United States. The researchers asked the consumers questions about dietary fats in order to ascertain which group of consumers was the most savvy. And by far, the Americans won. 96% of Americans knew the percentage of fat in whole milk, while only 45% of the French consumers knew. The French admitted not knowing the answers to 43% of the questions asked, while the Americans didn't know the answers to 4%. Canadians fell somewhere in the middle, around 13%. So the interesting thing is that while the United States consumers know a lot more about how to read a nutrition label and the amount of fat in certain foods, it just doesn't seem to be translating into better dietary habits or health outcomes. The CDC still reports that a third of Americans are obese. Our research and the research that I did for Forks Over Knives shows that that figure is actually closer to 60%. And only 12% of the French are obese. So the researchers concluded that nutritional labeling may not make much of a difference in helping people to practice better dietary habits. I agree with that. And the reason is that I've said for many, many years, if you ask people for a list of things that they think they shouldn't be eating, they would get a lot of it right. They may not understand the dairy issue, and they may not understand the oil issue, but they understand a lot of it. The problem is they don't know what to do instead. And the only way to encourage healthier eating habits and to improve outcomes is to focus on the whole dietary pattern. So teaching consumers how to read nutritional labels, particularly the nutrition facts portion of the labels, is just a waste of time and incredibly misleading. I mean, fat-free Fig Newton cookies look like healthy choices based on the fat content, but the ingredient label shows them to be nothing but empty calories. Fortified cereals look like health foods because of the synthetic nutrients added at the end of the manufacturing process, and chocolate chews with calcium look like bone-building foods while they're nothing but fortified candy. So most people that we found that attend our classes for the first time are trying to do better. They know that fast food and donuts aren't good for them, but the disconnect is still huge in terms of what really constitutes a healthy diet and how to choose foods and structure meals. So while the government and manufacturers are spending a fortune fighting with each other and that sort of thing, I guess we'll just continue to educate people to pay attention to nothing but the ingredients list. And if I had my way, I guess that's how I would reform the labeling process. Put on the package just the ingredients list. You can put any pictures you want and that sort of thing, but the only actual information that can be on the label is the ingredients list. That would solve all the problems. Then let people make their decisions from there. So I doubt I'll get an opportunity to be in charge of that whole thing. If they made me head of the FDA for just a very short period of time, I feel like I could solve so many of these problems, but I don't think that'll ever happen. So in the meantime, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. That's all for now, and have a great day.